Welcome to the What Actually Works Healthcast, empowering individuals, families and communities to get well and stay well for a lifetime. Now join your host, Dr. Angus Pike, as he shares his ideas, tips and strategies to maximise your health, happiness and productivity.
Hi there, this is Dr. Angus Pike here, founder of What Actually Works, where we help people just like you to get well and hopefully more importantly to stay well. I've always been amazed with anthropologists, you know, those scientists that go around digging holes in different places and they find an old bowl or something that looks like a bowl and maybe a stick and they find some surroundings of the environment, and from what they find in the environment, they're able to completely predict how this race, sometimes thousands of years old, was able to behave, what they did and didn't do, and that these tools, that therefore they were able to hunt animals and they had bowls, so therefore they cooked in these kind of ways. And it got me thinking. It got me thinking about your environment. So if I were to come into your environment, say your home environment and your work environment, what would I be able to tell about you? And it's interesting because when you start to think about this, our environments have a huge impact on how we behave. In fact, I've heard it said on many occasions that your environment is perfectly set up to give you the results that you're getting right now, whether it be results in your body weight, in your energy, in your happiness, in your learnings, all those kind of things. So, you know, if I came to your house and I opened up the fridge, what would I find? You know, if I looked throughout your bedrooms, are your bedrooms full of books? Is there a television there that's on all the time as well? You know, we often hear parents say, I have difficulty getting my kids to read. Well, is there a place in the house, a quiet place where they can read? Are there televisions everywhere? You know, do the kids have computers and Wii's and all those kind of things in their bedroom that's preventing them from learning from there as well? So if you have exercise equipment, is it folded up and underneath the bed? We know that the chance of you exercising exponentially goes up when that exercise equipment is in the major living room. You know, when it starts to move into the bedrooms and the spare bedroom and then underneath the bed, then the chance of using that equipment goes down completely. So, if your environment perfectly supports the behaviours that you have right now, if you want to change your behaviours, then what in your environment do you need to change? Now, what are the foods that you need to change? And it was an interesting thing. We have a formal lounge room at our house, which never got used because we don't tend to eat in that way. I mean, we've got a dining room where we kind of family room where we eat with our kids and stuff like that too. But the formal lounge room we very rarely used. And so I said to Linda one day, why don't we turn it into a gym? So we did. So that's one of the things that helps us exercise each and every day. Now, I know that might sound a bit odd to you from there as well. And it's not that we don't like having friends over, and we do. We really value our social relationships and our friends network and stuff like that too. But this is a room that we use more than any other in the house as well. So why don't you have a think about your workplace as well? You know, what things are close to you? You know, is there a bowl of lollies on your table? Because if it's there, you're going to eat them as well. So is your environment set up to have you moving and exercising? You know, perhaps have the water container further away so you have to get up and go to it. Keeps you kind of moving as well, okay? So have a look at your environment. I hope this helps. I'd love to know what you find in your environment. What does this bring up for you when you see this? What realizations just came? So please share them, because sometimes your ahas are great ahas for other people that are watching this video as well, as we start to create a community that's growing, which I'm really excited about as well. So post down below. So whether you be on YouTube or whether you be watching this on What Actually Works at our website or maybe even at Facebook. So this has been Dr. Angus Pike, founder of What Actually Works, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
You've been listening to the What Actually Works Healthcast. Visit us on the web at whatactuallyworks.com.au. You can join the Healthcast, listen to past issues, leave your comments, suggestions and ideas. We look forward to having you back soon. In the meantime, remember, you can tell a lot by what a person takes two at a time, pills or stairs.